So tonight, let me share with you some of these ideas. In the past, we've spoken about our plans for the West, the East, and the Central regions. Some people say that the northern part of Singapore is more ulu, more remote. I assure you it's not, so tonight I will focus on the north. And I will highlight three areas: Woodlands, Kranji, and Sembawang. Let me start with Woodlands. It's our northern gateway into Singapore. Malaysia Prime Minister Anwar and I recently witnessed the signing of the agreement to establish the Johor-Singapore Special Economic Zone, or SEZ. The SEZ has great potential for both sides to tap on complementary strengths and grow together. To maximize this potential, we must improve cross-border connectivity. Today, the causeway is the busiest land crossing in the world, and it gets very congested, especially during weekends and holidays, and it creates disamenities for residents too. We will redevelop the Woodlands checkpoint with acquired land around the old Woodlands town centre and the surrounding areas, and we will reclaim additional land. So we will have an expanded Woodlands checkpoint. It will be 5 times bigger. That means more efficient and secure clearances, shorter waiting times, and less traffic congestion. By the end of next year, we aim to open another link to Malaysia, the Johor Bahru-Singapore RTS link. The RTS link station in Singapore will be at Woodlands. It will be directly connected to Woodlands North MRT station along the Thompson East Coast line. So this will make cross-border travel much more convenient. There will be seamless transfer between the RTS and the MRT. Passengers can clear both Singapore and Malaysian immigration at the point of departure. There's no need to queue again upon arrival. And around the RTS link station, we will build flexible industrial spaces. This will support businesses seeking to take full advantage of the SEZ. There will be spaces for new homes too, nearby, next to Admiralty Park, around 4,000 HDB units in a new Housing by the Woods precinct. And we have also set aside space for more housing, including public housing, along the Woodlands waterfront. So together, all these developments will reshape and transform Woodlands into a modern and vibrant regional centre. Next, Kranji. For the past 25 years, when you speak of Kranji, you think of horse racing. But over time, the popularity of horse racing has declined and the land hasn't really been well utilised. So we've taken back the land and we will give it a new lease of life. It's a large site, as you can see here, about 130 hectares, roughly 200 football fields. So it's a rare opportunity for a major transformation. As a first step, we will improve connectivity. The area is already well connected to Woodlands, which is served by both the North-South line and the Thompson East Coast line. We are building a new MRT station at Sungai Kadut. And this will also be an interchange connecting the North-South line and the downtown line. So connectivity will get better. But what's special about this site is its natural surroundings. To the north, we have a new Mandai Mangrove and Mudflat Nature Park. To the south, there's the Mandai Wildlife Reserve, which now features 5 different wildlife parks, including the zoo and the bird paradise. Running through the area is the rail corridor, and also a waterway, Sungai Mandai, So it's a site with all the right ingredients: ample space, good connectivity, and nature at its doorstep. And we will build a new public housing estate here in Kranji. There's space for 14,000 new homes, more than Bidadari New Town. The homes will be nestled amidst lush green spaces and supported by more amenities, including a new neighborhood center around the Kranji MRT. And this will be a new housing development combining urban living with our rich natural heritage. And it's something we can all look forward to in about 10 years' time. Finally, Sembawang and Sembawang Shipyard. Those must be our friends from Sembawang. Older Singaporeans will remember its historical significance. The British built a naval base here in 1938. After the Royal Navy left, we converted the naval docks into Sembawang Shipyard. President Shears officially opened it in 1971. Sembawang Shipyard played a key role in our early industrialization and powered the growth of our maritime industry. As we redevelop the area, we will preserve the rich maritime character of the site. One striking feature is the dry dock. It was then the world's biggest dry dock. And there are many possibilities for creative reuse of the space. We've been gathering ideas from the public, and let me show you some of the feedback. We could make this a community space for sports, for concerts, performances, and events, or a plaza for people to get together with their family, friends, and loved ones. Beyond the dry dock itself, there are many other things we can do with the rest of the site. And it's also a large area, about three times the size of Ang Mo Kio Town Centre. We can capitalize on the coastline to develop something special. There will be homes with waterfront living. We can have new concepts for dining and shopping, as well as community spaces along the promenade. And when you put it all together, this can become a new vibrant waterfront destination in the north. Rich in heritage, yet reimagined for the future. In Singapore, you know that we don't just plan. We make things happen. Nearly 20 years ago, we talked about Punggol 21. Back then, there wasn't much there, and today, Punggol is a thriving, beautiful town. Tonight, I've shared our plans for Kranji and Sembawang. Just as we transform Punggol, these plans will take shape in the years ahead, and they will become reality. And when they do, Kranji and Sembawang will flourish as even more vibrant towns, full of life and opportunity. And that's how we make sure every part of Singapore shines, each with its own character and a place we can all be proud to call home. So even as climate shifts and circumstances evolve, one thing is certain: Singapore's progress will never be left to chance. We are and have always been a nation that adapts, reinvents, and dares to dream. And together, we will keep building a better and more vibrant Singapore.